Welcome to Book Bistro, where book enthusiasts come to chat about the books they love in a warm and supportive environment. This episode is airing on Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. Good morning, everyone. It's Shannon back with you for another Tuesday morning episode on a most epic release day in February. There are tons of great books that have come out today, and I am super excited to share some of them with you. So we are going to, as always, get started with the usual housekeeping information, and then we will get into some books.
You can find us on Facebook by searching for Book Bistro Podcast. There we have our usual Facebook page where we keep track of our Wednesday reads and also post information about the Friday episodes. We also have a Facebook listener group that you're welcome to join. And if you prefer a different type of listener group, you can contact us and ask about our WhatsApp group. Both groups are pretty small, not super high traffic, and we would love to have you. If you want to get in touch with us off of social media, you can do so by sending an email to thebookbistropodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for our main hosting page, where you can find information on the podcatchers that make Book Bistro available to you, you can find that information in our show notes.
All right. So as always, I'm going to start out with some books you've heard us talk about before on our most anticipated releases of February episode. I will say there is a big list of books this week in this particular section. I feel like probably half of our February picks episode came out today. So I'm going to start with two books that Amber mentioned. The first one is The Fox Wife by Yang Zi Chu. We then have The Warm Hands of Ghosts by Katherine Arden. I am super excited for The Blueprint by Ray Gianna Rashad and for How You Get the Girl by Anita Kelly. Natalia is looking forward to Simply the Best, Chicago Stars Book 10 by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. A bunch of us are pretty excited about this one. Me, Natalia, Stacy, Sarah, Georgina. But this was one of Natalia's picks, and that is, again, Susan Elizabeth Phillips. Natalia is also excited about With a Little Luck. This is written by Marissa Meyer with Chuck Gonzalez as a contributor. Brooke is anticipating This Day Changes Everything by Edward Underhill. Sarah and Stacy and Kristen. And of course, I am also excited for At First Spite. This is Harlot's Bay, Book 1 by Olivia Dade. This was, of course, Sarah's pick. And Sarah is also looking forward to a standalone romance called The Friendship Study. And this is by Ruby Barrett. Georgina is looking forward to a Tessa Bailey book. This is the first book in a new series. This is Fangirl Down, and it's Big Shots, Book 1. Georgina also is excited about a Jane Austen retelling. This is Sex, Lies, and Sensibility by Nikki Payne. And rounding out this section of the episode, Stacy is very excited for Ready or Not by Cara Bastone. Now, this one, there was a bit of a discrepancy in terms of release days, because in certain places it was available last week, but not everywhere. And it's still showing online that the release day is today. So I'm not sure exactly how it showed up in certain places last week, but You should definitely be able to get it now if you couldn't on the 6th. So that again is Ready or Not by Cara Bastone. Okay, so those are some books you've heard us talk about before. So let's move on now to books that you haven't heard us mention. I'm going to stick with romance here for a couple of books, and I want to talk about Girl Abroad. This is the latest by Elle Kennedy. You have heard Natalia talk about her before. She has her Briar U series, and she writes new adult romances mostly centered around college campuses. I think there are a few that might deviate from that a little bit, but that is what she's best known for. So this one, once again, is Girl Abroad, and it's by Elle Kennedy. We also have The Catch. This is Influencer, Book 3 by Amy Lee, and this is the final book in her Influencer series. These are very, very loosely connected, called a series mainly because all three main characters, like one in each book, is an influencer of some kind. But from what I can tell, there is no actual order that these need to be read in. So this one, once again, is The Catch, and it's by Amy Lee. Next up is something that will make Kristen very happy. The Summer Book Club is out today. This is by Susan Mallory. And if you don't know, Susan Mallory is one of Kristen's very, very favorite authors. She pretty much likes everything she writes, whether it's a series or a standalone, whether it's straight up romance or a little bit of women's fiction. So she will definitely be grabbing this, I know. And these are like feel good, uplifting novels, compared a little bit to Emily March, if you've never read a Susan Mallory. So this one is The Summer Book Club, and it's by Susan Mallory. Next up, I want to talk about The Memory of Lavender and Sage. This is by Amy K. Runyon. And if you're looking her up, her first name is spelled A-I-M-I-E. And she is best known for writing historical novels, but has also started to dabble a little bit in the contemporary. I just really like the title of this. Stacy is a big fan of Amy K. Runyon, as is Natalia. And this is an author that has been on my list of authors to read. But as I so often say, I just haven't gotten there yet. This one is The Memory of Lavender and Sage by Amy K. Runyon. Next up, we have The Phoenix Crown. This is by Jamie Shang and Kate Quinn, a combination of like historical fiction powerhouses, both who have written in the past, excuse me, both who have written in the past novels centering around World War I, World War II, and now they are joining forces, and I am so excited. So this one is The Phoenix Crown. And it's by Jamie Shang and Kate Quinn. Next up is a book with a very cool title, and it is A Suffragist's Guide to the Antarctic by Yi Chun Li. And this is a young adult kind of historical mystery, women's suffrage, which I am a big fan of course. I think one of the best suffragist books I've ever read is The Suffragette Scandal by Courtney Milan. This, though, is more sort of young adult, a little bit of romance, lots of mystery, lots of historical detail, and some references, as we see in the title, to the Antarctic. This is A Suffragist's Guide to the Antarctic by Yi Chun Li. Moving on now from historical things, I want to tell you about a few mysteries. First up is The Split. This is by Kit Frick. She has written a ton of young adult contemporary thrillers. I think most notably, I Killed Zoe Spanos, which is another kind of influencer novel, but not a romance, more of a thriller. She has been writing, I would say, for probably 6 or 7 years now, and is very popular. I have read a few of her books and have really liked them. So if you're looking for a YA thriller, this one might be up your alley. It is The Split by Kit Frick. We also have At the River. This is Columbia River, book five by Kendra Elliott. Christine is a big Kendra Elliott fan. I know Brooke enjoys some of her stuff. I have read one of her series all the way through and definitely plan to read more. She started out writing straight up like romantic suspense and has transitioned a little bit away from that and is now writing things that fall more into the like mystery and suspense category with what I would call romantic elements in some of her books. So this one is At the River, and it's Columbia River, book five by Kendra Elliott. I also want to talk about Village in the Dark. This is Detective Kara Kennedy, book two by Iris Yamashita. This is the sequel to 2023's City Under One Roof, and it is set in Alaska. Parts of that first book didn't work for me as well as I was hoping they would, but I am really intrigued by the setting and by some of the character development. So this is one that I will be checking out at some point. I would definitely, though, recommend reading the first book before picking this one up because it looks like some plot elements are going to carry over from that first book. So this is Village in the Dark, Detective Kara Kennedy, Book Two by Iris Yamashita. We also have The Fortune Seller. This is by Rachel Capelke Dale. I've talked about her on the podcast before. She wrote a book called The Ingenue that really intrigued me, kind of a Me Too movement book. And this one focuses on fortune telling, whether it's a con. And as someone who has been reading tarot for several years, I really, really like books that incorporate like divination into their plots. So I am definitely excited for this one. I have it on hold at my public library. It is The Fortune Seller by Rachel Capelke Dale. I also have a police procedural for you. This is Original Sins. It's Riley Fisher, Book Two by Erin Young. This is the follow-up to The Fields, which I want to say either came out in like the later half of 2022 or early 2023. I think it is set in Chicago. I have it here. I just have not read it. And again, it looks like, from what I can tell from the synopsis, that you're going to want to read The Fields before reading Original Sins so that you can have a better grasp of the character and sort of her history, as well as a few things carry over from the first mystery as well. So this is Original Sins. It's Riley Fisher, Book Two by Erin Young. And lastly, I want to talk about some fantasy. And I'm starting with one that kind of walks the line between fantasy and horror. This is What Feasts at Night. It's Sworn Soldier, Book Two by T. Kingfisher. Stacy really, really likes Kingfisher's horror novels. I think Brooke has read a couple of hers as well. I have not. Because she tends to stray more toward the horror end of things, I just tend not to be drawn to her stuff, but I know that so many people love her writing, and so I always like to take note of her here. And this one, once again, is What Feasts at Night. It's Sworn Soldier, Book Two by T. Kingfisher. Next up is Not Your Crush's Cauldron. This is Supernatural Singles, Book Three by April Asher. This series began with Not the Witch You Wed and then Not Your Ex's Hexes. These are a little bit lighter on the spectrum of like urban fantasy and paranormal romance. Not super dark and gritty, lots of shifters in a small kind of secret supernatural town. I'm not always drawn to the lighter urban fantasy, but this is a series that has been on my radar for a while. And I will at some point be picking up the first one. But if you are further ahead than I am, then you may be ready for this one, which is Not Your Crush's Cauldron, Supernatural Singles, Book 3 by April Asher. We also have A Flame in the North. This is Black Land's Bane by Lilith St. Crow. Lilith St. Crow is one of these authors who has been writing for quite a while. She wrote the Dante Valentine series probably like 15 years ago, and has written several things over the years since then: urban fantasy, post-apocalyptic, a little bit of sci-fi. This one, though, looks more like an epic fantasy. So I am pretty excited about that. This is A Flame in the North, Black Land's Bane, Book One by Lilith St. Crow. And last up, I have to mention a title that caught my attention pretty much as soon as I saw it. It is Dead Things Are Closer Than They Appear by Robin Wesley. This is about a magical apocalypse, so it's going to walk that line really nicely between sci-fi and fantasy, post-apocalyptic fiction and magic, maybe a little bit like Nora Roberts' Year One, where you do see the apocalypse, but then you also see magical elements. I'm pretty excited about this. This is an author that I'm not familiar with. It may be her debut, I'm not positive, but I will definitely be checking it out because I am always here for the post-apocalyptic goodness. I tend to prefer zombies, but magic is okay too. So this is Dead Things Are Closer Than They Appear by Robin Wesley. And it ends my kind of roundup of books coming out this week. I hope all of you are doing well, staying safe, not getting sick. I know respiratory illnesses are kind of running rampant out there. So do stay safe. Enjoy what you can of at least what is in my part of the country, unseasonable weather. And as I always say, I hope you are staying well read. If you would like to let us know your thoughts, you can do that by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you use to access the show. And not only does it allow us to see your feedback, but it also helps other book lovers to find us, which is a great thing. So I will be back next Tuesday morning with more bookish fabulousness. And some number of us will be back on Friday with more discussion of great books. Take care, everybody.